Well, today is the 1st of December, meaning that many people's thoughts are already turning to the Christmas break. In anticipation of a seasonal rush, Dublin Airport says it has resolved issues which led to overcrowding and passenger delays at the airport earlier this year. But speaking to RTÉ's Joan O'Sullivan today at his company's Sustainability Day at Trinity College Dublin, Ryanair Chief Executive Michael O'Leary said they're still very concerned at the airport's preparedness.
We're concerned that Dublin Airport has not yet recruited sufficiently the number of security staff they need for this. We're very concerned. We've written to Dublin Airport. We haven't got back any assurances that all the security gates will be open morning to evening through that four-week period. All we get is, you know, waffly answers. Well, we held a recruitment fair last week and we've 800 people attended a recruitment fair. If you're holding a recruitment fair in the last week of November, that's too late for Christmas. We don't need recruitment fairs here. We need DA to recruit more security staff and simply write to us, write to their other customers and tell us we will have all, in Terminal 1, we will have all 14 security queues open and manned through that four-week period. We can't get that assurance to the Dublin Airport, and that frankly worries us. I'm not saying it will go wrong, but if the Dublin Airport Authority can't write today and say we will have all of those 14 security queues open in Terminal 1, then we know we have a problem.
Michael O'Leary speaking there to Joan O'Sullivan. Let's talk now to Owen Carey, editor of Air and Travel magazine. Owen, what, if anything, is the DAA saying about its preparedness for the Christmas season just in a couple of weeks' time?
A pretty robust response from the DAA saying what happened the end of March, end of May. End of March was when the summer schedules came in, numbers went up dramatically. End of May, there was a little bit of a choke point in delivering staff to security. They're saying nothing like that is going to happen. They're pretty confident about it. But Michael O'Leary's main point is that winter is messier. It's like getting a peak season, a very short peak season, back to summer levels in the middle of a very low period time of the year. You have about 140 flights a day through Dublin Airport compared with 350 in summer, and it goes up during Christmas. Will Dublin Airport be able to handle that very abrupt rise? And he's also looking for particular insurances in Terminal 1, where Ryanair operate from. It's really a message that even though the new CEO of Dublin Airport is ex-Ryanair, there isn't much of a truce between the two warring factions we've heard about years in aviation.
As you say, he has this very specific ask that the 14 security channels in Terminal 1, from which Ryanair flies, of course, that they should all be open. If they're not, there will be a problem this Christmas. But the DAA isn't giving any specific guarantees.
I don't think they're in the business of giving the very specific that it'll be open from early in the morning to late at night. The way aviation works is that in Dublin Airport works is that there is a tremendous wave of early morning flights, and at Christmas it behaves a little bit differently because of the purely seasonal nature. There's a large number of people heading off to the sun, to the Canary Islands in particular. There's a large amount of reconnecting going on. Irish residents going back to Poland, places like that, and the reconnection of Irish families, and it doesn't go in an even space during the day. So I think there may Michael O'Leary may be pushing a few buttons that Dublin Airport are going to be reluctant to give those sort of commitments. What Dublin Airport generally are saying is there won't be missed flights, there won't be people waiting for longer than 30 minutes for queues, and that's what they've been delivering through fairly large numbers, 90,000 a day through the summer. The reality is that they staff down during winter, but let's face it, we're back to the 2019 levels. This wasn't an issue in 2019, mm-hmm. and bringing staff numbers up for that particular Christmas rush, not just in security but across all the areas in Dublin Airport, has been what they've been able to do in the past.
Owen Carey, as ever, thanks very much for that.